the Bible, and life's beginning. Friend, I'm concerned about how we view the Bible and life. For many years, I have watched the deterioration of the moral fiber and work ethics in our nation. Unfortunately, each generation gets to expect more for less and appears to feel that they should be able to live free of any responsibility. We see rioting in the streets over actions by the Supreme Court reversing Roe versus Wade. Since 1973, Christians and constitutionalists have campaigned to overturn Roe versus Wade. Christians are opposed to abortion as it goes against God's word. Constitutionalists oppose abortion because it deprives some of their right of life. I'm afraid the victory may only be short-term if Christians do not take a stand for the values God gave us. Unfortunately, our society pushes aside the moral values that have brought us so far. Christians contribute to this evil when they vote for leaders who support morally wrong laws. Churches and individual Christians bring a moral decline when they decide that their ideas or feelings are as valid as God's law. It is time we repent and return to the principles of God's law. Bibles are in almost every home, and we have unlimited access to God's word on most issues. The problem today is many believe that their thoughts are as valid as what God says. Sadly, this is just as true of those calling themselves Christians as of unbelievers. Scripture tells us in Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. God does not change regardless of what we may want or feel is best for us. God's view and the world's view of the unborn child is different. God speaks of his creation when talking about what abortionists refer to as a fetus or growth. The prophet Jeremiah tells us in Jeremiah 1:5 how God sees what is conceived in the womb. It says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." First, God says he knew Jeremiah before forming him in the womb. If you know someone, they have to already be in existence in some form. God created a living being, a person, inside the womb. Second, that living person is set apart for God's purpose. And thirdly, Jeremiah was appointed by God to be a prophet. All this was done before Jeremiah's birth. King David says this about it in Psalms 139, 13 through 14. "For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well." David, speaking prophetically in Psalms, tells us that God created or made his innermost being, knitted his physical body together. Before God made David, he had a plan for his life. The Bible tells us many of the things for which God used David. Just like David and Jeremiah, God had a plan for you before He formed you. As you search the Bible, you will find many examples of God knowing people before they were born. Think how important you are. Realize that God knew you before you were in your mother's womb. You did not just happen because your mom and dad made a connection. God planned your birth, and He has a plan for your life. He gave you free will to decide if you would follow Him or the world. It is up to you. He made a plan for you before you were conceived, but He will not force you to follow His plan. I hope you'll want to follow God's plan for you. Looking at the examples in the Bible, we see countless times that those who accept and follow God's law ultimately have lives of purpose and meaning. Many Christians have decided that they have the right to go their own way, which is correct. God gave you that choice. The problem is, if you belong to Him, you will want to go His way and do what He has planned for you. His plan for you is only complete when you accept God's plan of salvation through Jesus Christ. If you're unwilling to yield your life to God's law, revealed in the Bible, you should ask yourself if you have accepted Jesus. Many in the church who believe in God have not surrendered their life to Him. They go through the motions of being Christian, but have not decided yet to follow Jesus. Remember, believing in Jesus as the Son of God is the starting point. It only gets you as far as Satan's demons. It does not save you unless you confess and follow Him as your Lord and Savior. The Bible and life go beyond just believing. Without following Jesus, you're no better than the demons. As James says in James 2:16, you believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. They're not saved by believing the truths of God. You can attend church all your life. You can teach Sunday school. You can even be a preacher and work miracles. It'll not save you. Jesus says in Matthew 7:22-23, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. The cost of going man's way is too high. Look around you. Hate is everywhere. Everyone is being encouraged to hate anyone with a different view than theirs. They're divided into this little hate group, supporting one man's idea or another's. You are especially encouraged to hate God's word because it teaches God's basic principles. The world cannot stand it. You're always wrong when you decide your idea is right and God's way is wrong. Remember, God knew you before He gave you life in your mother's womb. He has a plan for you and will be with you all the way. Following God's will and obeying God's law are needed for successful, godly living. These are not light issues. Souls hang in the balance. Do not be led down the road to destruction. The killing of unborn babies is simply wrong. You must return to God's words. God calls it murder. If you're guilty of this sin, the Bible tells you to confess your sin and repent. God is ready to forgive, but you must commit to following Him. Remember Isaiah 44:24. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord, the maker of all things, who stretches out the heavens, who spreads out the earth by myself. You must accept what God said, or there is no hope. Acts 4:12 tells us, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.